Okay, welcome to Practical 2. We need to get a connection open to the remote bundle. So we need to telnet to www.qcat.org and provide either the necessary pod password. I would suggest that Mike use pod 1 and Charlene use pod 3. That's your login password.
Okie dokie.
And two more happy
Okay.
days with the Vocalizer NVDA voices before I have to pay lots of money and buy them.
I'm gonna miss Fiona big time, and I won't be able to afford her again until the fall, probably.
Okay. Are you anywhere near logged in yet, Mike?
No, not yet. I'm trying. Oh, never mind. I will be shortly.
I totally know that. My computer's going nuts. Never mind. Of course, I have like 10 windows open. I'm gonna shut some.
Which makes you wonder if you've got too many mail windows open. Do you get a nasty draft? Okay, that was a bad pun for
Oh,
first in the
aren't
morning.
you hysterical?
No, but I think the idea of puns is to make people curl up into a little ball on the floor and to give you enough time to run away before they kill you because of how bad the pun was.
Some of them are good. That was pretty good.
Okay, I'm now logged in at last.
Hurrah! Okay, you want to slash C3, I think you want. You want to connect to your router anyway, which is router 1, and that will be lurking somewhere on your screen if you're into pod 1. And Charlene, you want to connect to router 3, which should be
11.
13? 11? Okay.
Okay, I'm logged into the router.
Okay,
Hang on.
and you want to enable to be the super user.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on, yours truly is just logging into the remote bundle, so I can follow along with you in my book, and I'll know it is time to turn the page when Tinkerbell has a meltdown like this. Hang on.
Kristen actually came across one of those tapes, and it made me think so much of, like, my childhood, because I remember them, and she happened upon one about a year
I
ago,
actually.
and I'm like, that is so cool and so annoying.
I actually have a 12 gig torrent of TV of children's tapes, and it's got all sorts of things in it. A friend of mine put it together last year.
That is awesome.
Okay, guys, what I'd like you guys to type in is show space IP space route. That's three words: show space IP space route. And we'll have a look at what turns up on the screen, and I will help you decipher the mess. Okie dokie. The first thing you'll notice at the top of your show IP route display is a key that says C equals connected, R equals RIP, I equals IGRP, blah 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 blah. Everybody see that confusion of a key?
Yep.
We're probably only not going. We're not going to see any RIP routes today. So the ones we're interested in are C routes. So you can probably disregard a good percentage of that key for the moment, although it will become more important next week. The line we're looking for is the gateway of last resort is not set, or at least it's not set here. It may not be set on yours, and then below that we have a routing table.
It says not set here too.
Yeah, gateway of last resort not set.
Alrighty, that means that if the gateway of last resort is a host that is used to forward packets to when no routes in the routing table match the destination of the packet. So it is a gateway of last resort. If you have no idea where to send these packets, shovel it to this IP address and assume that IP address is going to be smarter than the others. Now, the next lines down are actually your routing specifications. Now, what they show is they have a number of fields. The C means you're directly connected. The destination network is given, followed by the prefix, in other words, the number of network bits. You're given the gateway, and I think you're given the metric. I've just got to let go of my key to have a look. Okay, so I've got an example here that says C192.31.88.0/24 is directly connected, Ethernet 0. Ugh, and it's in grade 2 Braille, so Ethernet's got an EA at the beginning of it, which I'm sure violates the English Braille code. Has everyone got a route that says directly connected through your fast Ethernet? Can everybody find the route in their table that looks like that?
Yep.
Yep, mine's 10 point something.
Okay. By looking at that route, can you see that basically what it's telling you is that the destination of that network with a subnet mask of /24 or 255.255.255.0 is directly connected, and any packets should be sent out the Ethernet interface if they end in that particular subnet. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, now the other net... Sorry, did someone have a question? Now, what you've basically left with is the other route you've got is pointed through a serial interface. So, basically what you've got... Oh, I'm seeing a 10.2.1.0 is directly connected serial 0/whatever. That's probably not what I should be seeing, and I'll have a talk to Sabahattin about that. Is anyone else seeing a different sort of route, or are yours showing as directly connected to the serial interfaces as well?
Yeah, I got that, the bottom line.
Okay, probably the important thing...
Yeah, I've got that on the bottom.
Okay, cool. Probably the important thing to understand about this is your routing table tells you where the packets that are going to be sent are actually destined to. So basically we're seeing from this routing table that packets destined to the 192.168.24. and .26. networks are going to be sent out the Ethernet card, and any packets destined to the serial interfaces will be sent out the... will be sent through the serial interface if they're destined to the other end of that serial interface. As you can see, however, there is no setup at the moment on this topology to allow any of the routers to talk to each other. So essentially you can route stuff to the local Ethernet on your particular router, either router 1 or router 3, but until you actually put in some routing logic to tell router 1 or router 3 that it can connect to router 2, you're not going to get packets off your local subnet. Any questions, queries, clarifications wanted on that?
I've got a whole series of entries with via another address. I don't know if that's of any use at all.
Maybe somebody's been playing around with that router. Via an address means that any of the packets that are destined to that particular IP range are going to be forwarded through a gateway. And if the packets are forwarded through the gateway, they will be sent to that host, which is then responsible for forwarding those packets on. I can have a look at the routing table on that after we're finished and clarify that. So basically what you need to do... and whether we do it this week or next week, is we need to tell it that there are two ways of doing this. We can either tell it that all of the default traffic needs to go via the ISP, which is probably the simplest way to do on a stub network, or we can tell it that various other networks are reachable via the serial interface. And to do that, we use the IP route command. So basically, what you can do is do an IP route space 0.0.0.0 space 0.0.0.0 space serial 0/0. And that should tell the router, and I'm just about to check my command, that any of the traffic it doesn't know what to do with needs to be sent over the serial interface to get it off net and off to the ISP.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'll just put this command into chat that we're going to use. I think that's right. The text-to-speech has minced that. But basically that will tell your router that any traffic it doesn't know what to do with by default is going to be sent out of the serial interface. Now, if you were to look at the routing table on your home router, you would discover that there would be an Ethernet route on your home router that would point to your 192.168.1.whatever or your 10.whatever, and then there would be another default route that would point out via your ADSL, cable, wireless, whatever, that will connect you to the rest of the internet. And this is pretty standard routing for a stub network. In other words, a network that connects off to the bigger, wider WAN via another medium. It has a route to its local subnets, and it has a route offnet to the internet service provider.
I need to go find the command that you want me to type in, because I keep getting invalid input, so I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, me too. Do we have to do something after enable?
You've got to go config space T to get into configure terminal, of course.
I figured that. Hang on. So it all goes on the same line, right?
Yep. But you'll have to check whether your interface is serial 0/0 or serial 0/0/0 because it differs between the router models, and I'm not sure which one it will be for you. But it will blow up if you put the wrong one in and not work, so you can work it out by trial and error.
I got 0/0/0 according to the routing table. That's what I'm looking at, right?
Yep, serial 0/0/0 is probably what you need.
There's a lot of zeros here.
There's 4 for the destination IP address, 4 for the destination mask, and then 3 each for each serial interface. But don't forget the tab key is your friend. You can go setab 0/0/0, which will save you typing RIAL.
Okay, I did an AND and I didn't get an error or anything. Is there any way I can test?
Well, for a start, do a show IP route and see if it shows up in your routing table.
Yeah, it looks to be set. IP of last resort is 0.0.0.0 to network 0.0.0.0.
Yep. And it should actually show the 0.0.0.0 route in the routing table as well. As an S route, I think.
Oh, I'm still getting this invalid input nonsense, so I don't know. I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, I got it. Did you do config space T? That was my mistake.
Yeah, I've got the config prompt up, so that's okay. And I'm putting in the IP route 40s, then space 40s, and then serial 0/0, and still getting it. I don't know.
No, it's 0/0/0 for the serial interface. It's 3 lots of zeros, and the 4 zeros are separated by full stops, which will be something that you'll be getting wrong if your punctuation is not set high enough. It's actually 0.0.0.0 that you need to be putting in there.
Right, that seems to have worked too.
Okay, so now do an end to drop out of your global configuration mode.
Okay.
And then you should be able to do a show space IP space route, and you should see your magical new default route turn up in the routing table.
Yep, that's fine. That's worked.
There we go. I saw a quote once that said, and iOS is not iOS. Yes, iOS. Cisco iOS is based very similar to Linux. I saw a quote once that said, Linux is user-friendly, it's just picky who it makes friends with. Now, basically what you have now is a default route that will allow you to trace route off network. So if you do a trace route, space 123.123.123.123, the router should try trace routing and failing. And to abort the trace route, you will have to hit Control Shift 6. But if you don't have that default route, it won't even try and send the packets off the network.
Yeah, it tried.
Okay. Well, that's probably about as far as I want to go this week, because I want actually Sabahattin to put the stub routes on the ISP router next week, or see if Monica and Sabahattin want to work at putting the stub routes on the iOS router. We can, however, have a look at the routing table on the Linux boxes. You probably want to copy space run space STA to save the modification to your configuration file.
Okay, done.
Okay, and you hit enter for startup config, and it'll copy it. And then we probably want to break back with Control B.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and if you guys want to connect to your workstation, which will be one of the other things on the pod with /C whatever.
Workstation 5.
Alrighty. And then you want to be the super user. First of all, you want to log in with username Cavi and password Cavi, so I'll just wait till everybody's logged into their workstation.
Got it.
Okay.
Alrighty, once you're logged in, you want to do an sudo space su to become the super user. So sudo sudo space su and re-provide the login password to become the super user, and your prompt should change to a hash mark.
Got it. I think it wants me to update, but then you're not online. So.
That's right. Those networks are actually isolated from the internet, and the only way they can be updated is for me to unplug the cable from the remote bundle and actually plug the box onto the network and actually update them by hand, and I intend to reload the entire box anyway because 9.10 is such a crusty version of Ubuntu, given 2012.
How does it know there's updates then?
Because it was on the internet once before, and it remembered that there are updates, and it's going to continue to whinge about them until they're done.
Ah, got it.
Okay, and the thing we want to run once we're at the superuser prompt is the route command, R-O-U-T-E.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I've got a very small routing table.
You do. And what you'll discover on that particular routing table is that the only thing you have is a route through to your Ethernet card, I believe.
Looks like it.
I've got a serial/24 network onto a serial interface here.
Hang on, are you on the Linux workstation?
Yeah, workstation 1, which I believe Sebi was on last week.
Oh, he probably did some snazzy things and put names on the networks. You might want to do a route space minus N for November so that you just see numbers.
Okay, that works.
There we go. Now, obviously, what's going to happen probably next week is we're going to add default routes to the workstation so that the default routes on the workstations point at the router that is on the same subnet as them so that they will be able to get traffic out to the stub network. And then we will add default routes. We will also make sure that default routes get added on the ISP, and in theory, when all of this is correctly set up, you should be able to trace route from workstation 1 to workstation 6, and you will have built your first teeny-weeny enterprise network topology. Yay, you.
Awesome-tastic.
And that, for me, concludes the entertainment for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
All right.
Good night.